opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Urban Story. Today is Saturday, September 1st, 2018. We're a couple of days away from Labor Day on Monday, and so we just want to have a great weekend. But as we're having a great weekend, barbecuing, relaxing, whatever we're doing for Labor Day weekend, let's never forget our men and women in law enforcement, and also our men and women overseas serving in the military. Let's keep them and their families in prayer. Every week we like to say that there's so much to talk about, and there truly is. But this week I want to talk about a focus on who are black conservatives. I think there's a lot of misperception about who we are, why we're conservative, why do we think the way we think, why we escape the Democratic Party's plantation. And I know those are very electric words for some people to hear, trigger words, if you will. But I think it becomes important for people to understand or kind of get a better perception of who black Americans are who are conservative. Barbara from Harlem's book, as you know by now, is called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. What does that mean? What's the meaning behind that, the title of the book? We thought about this title because too often liberals want their children to go to Yale, Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, top universities. But these same liberals want black children to have lower standards. They want to water down the SAT test, for example, for black and Hispanic children, as if to say that we're not intelligent enough to conquer and master the SAT and other aptitude tests. And that is a form of racism. If you want your child to have the best, then you should expect that and want that for other children, black, white, Hispanic, whatever. So that's really the impetus behind this title, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, which we understand is doing well on Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble. We want to thank everyone for purchasing the book, for talking about the book, tweeting about it, just really spreading the word. Barbara's not with me today. She's down south visiting family. She will be back next Saturday. She's in great health. Don't worry about it. She will be back. But she took Saturday today off to visit family down south, but she will be back, and she may actually call in later during this broadcast. But on behalf of Barbara, I want to thank all of you who have really just spread the word about escaping the racism of low expectations. Now, we know there are conservatives, black conservatives like Candace Owens and Kanye West and others who are kind of newbies to the conservative scene. Well, Barbara has been a black conservative for over 20 years. In fact, she campaigned, for those who don't know this, for Rudolph Giuliani when he first attempted to become mayor of New York City. Barbara campaigned for him. But she remains registered as a Democrat because she does that to help influence other Democrats to think more along the conservative lines. Now, I want to talk about black conservatives, of which I am one. I have noticed on Twitter particularly, when you speak up in favor of President Donald J. Trump, inevitably, and you identify yourself as a black American who supports the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, inevitably, a black liberal will call you a coon, literally. A white liberal won't call you a coon, but what they will do is they'll question who you are. They will question whether you have a fake account on Twitter. Oh, this is a robot account. This is a bot account. You must be a Russian. You're not a real black American. If you go on Twitter, I guarantee you this, and you identify yourself as a black conservative, you will be attacked personally. They can't really attack the facts. They can't really attack what you're saying because it's based on truth. They will attack you personally, call you all kinds of names. They get very ugly. And it's not just black conservatives who are getting this. Due to the recent shooting in Jacksonville, Florida, in which two people lost their lives, Dana Lesh, I don't know if many of you know who she is, she's a supporter of the National Rifle Association. Well, on Twitter, someone tweeted to her, you won't understand this until your children are dead, or until your children get shot. I mean, this is the level to which liberals will stoop to assault, verbally assault conservative and physically assault conservatives in the form of Antifa. Being a black conservative is not easy. There are a lot of blacks who support Donald Trump. His poll numbers amongst blacks has gone up to 36%, which is unheard of. However, a lot of blacks will not publicly admit that they support Donald Trump for fear of being ostracized, for fear that others will ridicule them. And it's very difficult because the black mindset is brainwashed to just vote and support Democrats. The Democrats, the liberals, the leftists have done an outstanding job. I must compliment them on this. Of brainwashing black people more than any other group that I have ever seen. They were very successful in brainwashing us. When I got off the Democratic plantation, why I got off the Democratic plantation, and Barbara from Harlem lays this out beautifully in her book, but my reason for getting off the Democratic plantation is too often they support policies that do not line up with my Christian values. So I had to make a choice. Either I follow the Bible or I follow Democrats. I don't honestly, and people can call in, a person call in if you disagree with me. I don't honestly see how you can vote for Democrats election cycle after election cycle when they support abortion on demand. You can be in your ninth month of pregnancy and Democrats support abortion on demand. I don't know how you can support Democrats when they support two homosexuals getting married. So because the Democratic Party was leaning that way, was heading that way, I had to leave the Democratic Party. Years ago, I started listening to Rush Limbaugh. I started listening to Mark Levin. And it really opened my eyes that we blacks, most of us blacks, we were following a party, the Democratic Party, that really wasn't respecting how this country was founded. This country was not founded on welfare, just handing people things. This country was not founded by people who were, just to be frank, lazy, didn't care, didn't give a damn, waited for handouts. That's not how this country was founded. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian values and with capitalism. Capitalism with the Judeo-Christian values and a safety net has lifted more people out of poverty than any other system on earth. We all know that socialism doesn't work. Venezuela is exhibit A. They're now down to eating rotting food. What's going on in Venezuela is a disgrace. It's disgusting. My heart, my prayers are with the people of Venezuela. It is completely unfair to them. And I looked on a map recently, and Venezuela is not a landlocked country. It is on the coast in South America. So there's no reason for them to be having trouble getting water, food, any of that. We know from Venezuela, it is one of the most starkest examples in modern history. We know that socialism doesn't work. We know it doesn't work. We know that capitalism works. Capitalism with compassion, as George W. Bush, I'm saying it a little differently, but as George W. Bush espoused. Capitalism with a heart. We don't want to take care of you from the cradle to the grave, but on the other hand, we don't want to see you destitute, thrown in the street with no kind of without any resources. So yes, capitalism with the safety net, but no to socialism. So as we know, there's a walk away movement, walk away from the Democratic Party, because more and more people are realizing the Democrats are not espousing views or values that are shared by average Americans. The Democratic Party has been relying on different identity groups, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, black, white, and all. They've been dividing people. They're very divisive people, by the way. They're very divisive. Barack Obama was one of the most divisive presidents in American history. Yes, he was the first black president, but that's all I can say about Barack Obama. He was not a remarkable president. He was not an outstanding president, and that's the truth. And I know for my fellow black Americans, that's very difficult to hear. That's very difficult to hear. And if any black person listening to my voice wonders or is concerned about how far America has come, Barack Obama is Exhibit A. He got 2 terms in office. And I will say this, and I said this on Twitter, and I know I will get challenged for this, but Donald Trump has done more for black people in less than 2 years, really all Americans. But I'm just going to focus on this right now. Donald Trump has done more to advance black economic cause in less than 2 years than Barack Obama did in 8. Donald J. Trump is a better president for black Americans than Barack Obama ever was. And feel free to call in to challenge if you don't agree. The number here is area code 973-925-4559. Again, 973-925-4559. I want to thank our producer, and I want to thank Danny DeValle and others for allowing us to have this show. But going back into Barack Obama, he did virtually nothing for black people. The media gets caught up in whether the NRA is responsible for the shooting in Jacksonville, which they're not. It is not the gun. It's the person behind the gun. It's not the weapon. It's the person behind the weapon. It's whether it's a gun, a bomb, a knife. It is the evil intent behind that weapon. But Barack Obama did virtually nothing when black-on-black crime escalated in Chicago. We're now hearing almost every weekend on Monday how many blacks were shot by other blacks in the city of Chicago, where Barack Obama was a state senator for the state of Illinois. He represented that area in Chicago. Virtually nothing. Barack Obama was not a great president. I'm going to tell you that straight up. Black unemployment is the lowest in American history. Black entrepreneurship is up over 400%. And you can Google this if you don't believe me. So that is why black people like myself, we support Donald Trump. The support of Donald Trump amongst blacks will continue to grow. Now, will they want to be identified? No, they don't want to be identified. Because if they're identified, they know they're going to be attacked. And that's a shame. People are afraid to literally wear Make America Great Again hats or caps for fear of being attacked. We've seen it over and over again. Antifa. Antifa is supposed to be this group that's anti-fascist, supported, we believe, by George Soros. CNN have the nerve to say that Antifa is a black organization. That is completely false. It is made up of largely of white millennials who attack Trump supporters, physically attack Trump supporters. They are the violent arm of the Democratic Party. You know, I believe it was Don Lemon and others on CNN who have tried to excuse the behavior of Antifa, supposedly these anti-fascists. No, they are fascist. What they're trying to do is shut down conservative thought and rallies and whatever. They don't want to hear what we have to say. So that is being fascist. It's not about free speech. That's why I know we call these people like these liberal. They're really not liberal. They're not open to discussion, debate. You think what you think, I think what I think, live and let live. They're truly, in the classic sense of the word, they are not liberal. Because they don't want to hear the other side. They don't want to hear the conservative side of the argument. They don't care. They want to shut you down. They want you boycotted, like they tried to get Laura Ingraham boycotted. They want to complain to the head of Twitter that you're sending a tweet to try to shut you down. That's what they want to do. They don't want to debate you. They want to shut you down. So I'm going to talk more and more about this as we proceed in the program. Because, again, blacks like Candace Owens, Diamond and Silk, Terrence Williams and others we're constantly attacked. Our blackness is constantly attacked. And as I put on Twitter the other day, I said, we listen to the same music. We eat the same food. We use the same hair products. We're just as black as you are. We're all black Americans. We are conservative because it doesn't make sense. The liberal ideology does not align, number one, with the Bible. Number two, it doesn't align with how this country was founded. This country was not founded by just handing folks money, handing, as Margaret Thatcher once said, you eventually run out of other people's money. This country was not founded on socialism. It was not founded on communism. And as a side note, I don't for the life of me understand how John Brennan, who supported the Communist Party when he first voted, became the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. I still don't understand that one. But thank God President Trump removed his security clearance. But if you identify as a black conservative on Twitter, you will be attacked. Not so bad. It's not so bad on Facebook as much as it is on Twitter. How people just constantly want to attack you, undermine you. You're not real. You're not black. You're a robot. You're a coon. You're a traitor. Yeah, black people calling each other coons on Twitter. But I got news for you. More and more black people are going to support Donald Trump. And I say that Trump support amongst black people will probably, can't guarantee it, reach 40 to 45%. But you know why? Because we now understand, due to Donald Trump's presidency, what a president looks like, will do, and say if he puts America first. That's why Donald Trump has been so successful. He has put this country first. Now, this past week, NAFTA is essentially dead, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Canada is right now on the outside because Trump has crafted a smart deal based on what we know so far with Mexico, where America is first, not globalism. We're not responsible for the whole world. We're responsible for the United States. The president is the steward of this country. He's not our king. He's not our God. I don't worship Barack Obama. Never did. Couldn't stand the man. But that's not the president's role. The president should not be worshipped. We don't bow down to the president. He works for us. And Donald Trump has been working day and night for the average American, regardless of race, regardless of ethnicity. And we are seeing the difference. That's why his poll numbers are pretty good. He is up generally, overall, across all ethnic groups, across all groups, Donald Trump is inching up toward 50% approval rating, which is outstanding in light of all of the attacks. This man is attacked personally. People are wishing him dead, his family. I mean, it's horrible. As much as I didn't like Barack Obama, I couldn't stand the man. I never thought about attacking his daughters. I never said anything bad about, I know one daughter's name, Malia, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I don't know the other daughter's name. I really just didn't care, but I didn't wish his family evil. What these liberals leftists are doing, they're wishing Donald Trump evil. They want physical harm to come to Donald Trump. So that leads me to my next statement. I want all of you, excuse me, sorry about that, who are listening to this broadcast, please lift up Donald Trump in prayer and his family in prayer. Please have others in your network lift this president and his family and Vice President Pence and his wife Karen up in prayer. Because they've been attacked so maliciously, it's horrible. Now, I'm not going to go into it because I have a few minutes before break. I'll talk about it because I do have at least 6 minutes. John McCain passed away, as we all know. Now, I didn't agree with John McCain, Senator McCain, longtime senator from the great state of Arizona. We all know he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. I know the conservatives don't think of John McCain as a hero, but I do appreciate his service to this country. He was tortured in Vietnam. That is beyond dispute. He was tortured so badly he couldn't lift up one of his arms. I think it was his left arm. So John McCain served this country. But what John McCain became politically, honestly, is a disgrace. Uninviting President Trump to his funeral before he died. Apparently disinviting Sarah Palin, who was his running mate, as we all know, in 2008, which I think is utterly, utterly petty. Not may have not been Mr. McCain on Sarah Palin call. It may have been his family members, but that's petty. To politicize a funeral, and I'm going to get to Aretha Franklin's funeral in a few minutes after the break, but to politicize a funeral is just disgusting. And Meghan McCain, who usually has pretty good common sense on The View, she's a great counterbalance to the liberals on The View, said at her father's funeral, quote, "John McCain's America has no need to be made great again." Tell that to the average, unquote, tell that to the average man or woman who, until President Trump really came in and helped get this economy going again. Tell that to someone who's been looking for a job for 2 years. Tell that to someone who's been struggling. The mining industry, which went under, basically. The manufacturing industry, which we were sending jobs overseas. The H-1B visas Obama just allowed. It was profit over the American people. And I'm a capitalist. But it should not be a point where we're going to import people from India to replace Americans. That is wrong. That is fundamentally wrong. When it's the American marketplace that made these companies to begin with, Amazon, Google, on and on, Twitter, we can go Facebook. We made them the billion-dollar empires that they have become. And now you want to replace American workers with foreign workers? That's not fair. So, yes, Donald Trump's slogan is appropriate, make America great again, because particularly during the Obama era for 8 years, it was pretty dark. It was dark for a lot of us. Insurance premiums through the roof. I mean, it was just absolutely terrible. And I say this as a black American, a descendant of African slaves, descendant of American Indians. Obama is one of the worst presidents in American history. Now, I know to a lot of my African American listeners, that's a very hard thing for me to say. I know it sounds terrible, but look at it statistically. Take emotion out of it. Take history out of it. Just looking at Barack Obama, just using metrics, using measures of what he accomplished versus what Trump has accomplished in under 2 years. Trump has had a to-do list because he's a businessman. As a business person, you have a to-do list. You have a task list. He made promises to the American people, and my God, is he keeping them. Moving the embassy to Jerusalem. Putting America first. Restricting immigration. And remember, those seven predominantly Muslim countries, that list, that was created, and you can also look this up and correct me if I'm wrong, that list was created under Barack Obama. The whole thing with children being held at the centers in Texas along the border because the parents came into the country illegally, that started under Barack Obama. We heard nary a word. We heard nothing from the mainstream media. We heard nothing from Laura Bush. Absolutely zero from all these liberals. And all of a sudden now, because Trump is actually enforcing immigration law, now it's heartless. It's cold. It's un-American. Why wasn't it un-American, cold, and heartless under Barack Obama? Why didn't George W. Bush have anything to say about it when Barack Obama was president? Why didn't Laura Bush have anything to say about it? Because they're just dumping on Donald Trump. This man has weathered so many storms, even more than Ronald Reagan. He's even more conservative than Ronald Reagan, and he's paying a price for it. Listen, I'm heading into break. I will be back on the other side. We have a lot more to talk about. Thank you so much. Hang in there. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
A couple things I want to mention. Thanks for coming back to our urban story. A couple of things I want to mention very briefly. I didn't get to last week. You know, Chelsea Clinton said a couple weeks ago now that abortion has been good for the economy. And she literally said this. I was shocked when I saw this on Twitter that Chelsea Clinton would have said something like that. Thank God she and her mother Hillary are nowhere near our White House. That is absolutely disgusting. There are some estimates that as many as 30 million babies have been aborted, since, and it's upwards of over maybe 40 or 50 million, but I'll go with the conservative estimate here. Of 30 to 40 million babies have been aborted since 1973. That is an astonishing number of human beings who were denied the right to life since 1973, Roe versus Wade. That leads me to a billboard, I don't remember where it is, somewhere down south, where black women are on the billboard, and it says abortion is a healthcare right, take care of yourself. And it's promoted toward African American, its target seems to be African American women. Abortion, and it is my estimate and others' estimate, is the reason why the black community has not risen above 12 to 13% of the population. We have a self-imposed genocide going on in the black community. The biggest killer of black Americans, and you can double check me on however you look it up, is abortion and, of course, the black on black crimes. It is astonishing to me that Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood because she called or considered black people weeds. She wanted to limit the births of the number of black people born. And so what we have done as black Americans, we have fulfilled Margaret Sanger's dream, her wish. We are right now engaged in what I call a self-imposed genocide. When in New York City, and again, this is something you can check, 61% of black pregnancies end in abortion. That is astonishing. That is terrible. That is evil. I'm not fervently anti-abortion. Like if a woman is raped, she's molested or anything like that, I can't tell that woman you must have that baby even though you were raped. But if you're just casually having an abortion, that to me is evil. There are some women who have had 4, 5, 6 abortions. That is evil. Abortion is not birth control. In New York City and in many cities across this country, you can get birth control for free. There's no reason for you to have multiple abortions. That is disgusting, and it's anti-Bible. It's really a disgrace. God hates the shedding of innocent blood, and no blood is more innocent than that of an unborn child. If you want to reach our host, Barbara from Harlem, her email address is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, from, F-R-O-M, Harlem, H-A-R-L-E-M, as in Michael, USA, at yahoo.com. Let me give that again. Barbara from Harlem, USA, at yahoo.com. And I want to thank those of you who have purchased the book, talked about the book, spread the word about her book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Barbara will be here next week with us. She's down south visiting family. She's fine. Thank you for listening, and you will hear her next week. But those abortion numbers are absolutely stunning. There's so much to talk about. I want to jump, sorry for jumping, but I really want to jump to the fact that the FBI has arrested those Muslim radicals from New Mexico. Why is this newsworthy? Number one, they were training the children on how to shoot up schools. I've heard nothing from David Hogg, who has tried to demonize the NRA. I've heard nothing about these liberals on CNN about these radical Muslims training. They had a training camp in New Mexico on how to shoot up schools. Why the New Mexico prosecutors have dropped charges is beyond me. The judge, I think, dropped all the charges. Well, thank God the federal government has stepped in and arrested all 5 radical Muslims for that what they were doing in New Mexico. One child was found dead. So thank God that's good news. Now, I want to talk about Aretha Franklin, her passing, and this so-called funeral they had yesterday, August 31st. I loved Aretha Franklin, quite frankly. I think I have all of her songs. Today I was at the Meadowlands in New Jersey where they have a flea market. And I found one of Aretha's old albums, Today I Sing the Blues, which I got for $2. I picked up a CD, Aretha's Greatest Hits from Columbia in the 1960s. So all the hits that you know from Aretha, Respect, Natural Woman, all the hits from the 1960s that put Aretha Franklin on the map. I bought it today for $1 at the flea market. And I have a lot of Aretha Franklin. I saw her at Radio City Music Hall in New York in 2012, on the day that Whitney Houston was buried, and there was some controversy because, you know, Aretha couldn't make Whitney's funeral, but I don't want to go off on that. I want to talk about this funeral yesterday. Quite frankly, I thought it was a disgrace. I think to have Bill Clinton there, to have Al Sharpton there, talking about the President of the United States at a funeral is disgraceful. This was a funeral about Aretha Franklin, and they turn it into some kind of political rally. It is disgraceful. Liberals, leftists, and not really liberals, leftists, these anti-American fools from the left, from whether they're black or white, are absolutely disgraceful people. I have no other way to put it. You're supposedly at this woman's funeral. She was no goddess. She was no queen. She was a queen of soul. But she was a singer. At the end of the day, Aretha Franklin was a singer. She wasn't a national leader. This was not a political rally. This was a woman who got her start in her father's church. Her father was C.L. Franklin. She was a gospel singer. The woman could sing, particularly in the 60s. God bless her soul, but let's not use her funeral as a political platform. And that's exactly what they did. They knew that millions of people would be interested in seeing, they're saying goodbye to Aretha. So they used that as a political platform. But I have the news for the liberals, for the leftists. You're going to lose, and you're going to keep losing. The American people have awakened. You're the racist. You're the bigots. It's not the conservatives. You might have one or two jerks in a conservative movement. That's in any movement. That's human. That's life. You're the leftists. They are the racists. They are the fascists. It's not the man flying his American flag in his pickup truck with the Confederate flag. I'm not worried about the guy down south who has the big, you know, how they have those big four wheels and they have the Confederate flag. He doesn't bother me. You know who bothers me? These leftists who can't stand the fact that millions of black people are finally waking up to the detriment of the Democratic Party. Close the door. That's who I'm more afraid of. Just close the door. That's who I'm more afraid of. I'm not really concerned about a white conservative. Because a white conservative, I'm just going to be very raw and frank here, they have a better understanding of how this country was founded. They have a better or greater understanding that black people have the gifts and the talent that God gave them. And by just handing them, giving them welfare, is not helping black people. See, a white conservative understands that. A white conservative, in my opinion, respects black people more. How do I know this? Because that white conservative says, well, if I can work and earn a living, damn it, you can too. Why am I going to carry and cradle you just because you're black? Why do we have to lessen or lower the standards of a test because you're black or Hispanic? See, I respect white conservatives more because they respect me more. They're not trying to baby me. They're not trying to make me a victim. See, this is one of the reasons why I left the Democratic Party. They want black people to be victims. They want us to feel like we're idiots. We can't think for ourselves. So you must let us, the Democrats, the liberals, with our radical leftist agenda, our socialism, you must let us protect you and take care of you from the cradle to the grave. And too many black people have bought into it. Too many so-called Christians have bought into it. How do I know? Barbara, really, I mean, I have to say, I'm related to Barbara from Harlem, but I have to tell you, even if I didn't know her and I read this book, particularly chapter 11, Radical Church-Going Progressives, you got to read chapter 11 of her book. That will explain to you very nicely the state of the black church. It's gotten so bad in the black church that we have let socialism be preached from some of our pulpits. Not all black churches, but to many. That is not how this country was founded. That is not how black people get out of poverty. Socialism is not the answer. We've seen it doesn't work. Let me give you a real life example, okay? In 1965, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who used the N-word quite frequently, but no one says anything because he was a Democrat, he passed what has been labeled the war on poverty. So billions of dollars have already been spent in the black community, in Harlem, Brooklyn, Newark, you name it, Paterson, New Jersey, you name it. Where has that gotten us? Black-on-black crime is out of control. out of wedlock births through the roof in the Black community, over 70%. So the so-called war on poverty, throwing billions of dollars into the Black community, has not worked. Why hasn't it worked? Because godly values and principles and civic duties are not being taught. Too many of our Black young people are not churched. They don't know anything about the Bible. They know nothing. So they're unmoored. They're uprooted from the foundation. The Black family is decimated. That's the root. And until we get to the root of the problem, by throwing money in the Black community, you're just making people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and they were disgraced at Aretha Franklin's funeral yesterday. You're just making them wealthy. Charlie Rangel, Maxine Waters, that's all you're doing. You're not helping the average Black person. Donald Trump has figured this out. I thank God every day that Donald Trump won the presidency. And by the way, he will campaign for Senator Ted Cruz in Texas. He's looking for the biggest stadium, one of the biggest stadiums in Texas. Thank God. I think Senator Ted Cruz deserves that support. And I would urge everyone in Texas who can vote for Senator Ted Cruz. But Donald Trump figured it out. He understands that. Just handing Black people welfare, just giving them money, is not the answer. What started me on the path to conservatism, quite frankly, is listening to Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh made complete sense to me. It was during the time of the Million Man March. I'm sure many of you remember this from 1995. Louis Farrakhan led a Million Man March in D.C. to D.C. And that was at the time I was listening to Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh made complete sense to me. He made sense. And that's when I began the road to conservatism. Then you have people like Bob Grant, whom some people mislabeled as racist. I listened to Bob Grant for years until his passing. He was not a racist. Liberals like to throw that term around to throw conservatives off course, but don't let them do that. For instance, Andrew Gillum won of the Democratic primary in Florida. He's going up against, I forget his name, but you know who he is, down in Florida, the conservative. And because the conservatives said, the Republican who won the primary, don't monkey around and vote for Andrew Gillum, the media and Andrew Gillum tried to turn that into a racist term. That is not a racist term. You see, that's all they have left. All they have left is a race card. That's all they have left. So they turned something that was so simple. We use monkeying around. Barack Obama used it in 2008 to talk about how both parties have monkeyed around. So now all of a sudden it's racist because it's all Andrew Gillum has left. He's under investigation by the FBI. He's a socialist. And you have Black people, some of my Black friends on Facebook, oh, we have to get behind him because they live in Florida. We're going to support Andrew Gillum. He's a socialist. But what they're doing is they're putting color before what's best for this country. Barbara from Harlem points out in her book that a pastor in Harlem, I won't say his name, he used to march with Reverend King and he helped coordinate events with Dr. Martin Luther King. And this Black pastor said, we need to vote for Black politicians because white people vote for whites. That is being preached. That was preached. And I remember hearing that in the 1990s from this Black pastor. So in essence, what that tells me is being a Democrat, voting for Democrats, particularly if they're Black, is more important than biblical values. That you're willing to use the pulpit, which is supposed to be holy, to advance a political agenda. And if you look at Aretha Franklin's funeral yesterday with Louis Farrakhan, who's anti-Semitic, and that ends it for me. Anti-Semite like Louis Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Bill Clinton, at Aretha Franklin's funeral, and Al Sharpton, the worst offender, politicizing this woman's funeral, just like Meghan McCain politicized her father's funeral. Again, I didn't agree with John McCain, but you cannot deny he served this country in Vietnam. You can't deny it. You cannot deny the fact that John McCain was offered an early release because he's a third generation. His two father and grandfather were admirals in the Navy, but he refused it. He let other guys go before him because it was their turn, not his. But don't politicize his funeral. And John McCain did some crappy things to Donald Trump. I'm not going to whitewash his legacy here, okay? He did some crappy things. He gave that false dossier about Donald Trump allegedly urinating on prostitutes in Europe. He submitted that dossier. He admitted it. He told the voters in Arizona he was going to vote against Obamacare, and then he flipped on them. So I'm not going to whitewash John McCain's legacy, but I will honor the fact that he served this country. We're not going to get into that. And I'm not going to whitewash Aretha Franklin's legacy. We saw her in Radio City Music Hall. She had a montage of photos, and she showed her with Eric Holder, former U.S. attorney. So Aretha was straight up and down a Democrat. But I don't think it was appropriate to politicize her funeral yesterday. It was absolutely inappropriate to use her funeral to attack Donald Trump, just as it was inappropriate to use John McCain's funeral to attack Donald Trump. Let me tell you this. And you can disagree with me, and we can have that conversation. But Donald Trump has been the most effective president in the shortest time that I can remember, that I absolutely can remember. Donald Trump has supported evangelical Christians more openly than I can remember. And in fact, you don't have to rely on my word. Franklin Graham said that Donald Trump has supported evangelicals more than any other president in modern history. And I trust what Franklin Graham is saying. He knows of which he speaks. Donald Trump has done more for blacks than any other president since Abraham Lincoln. And that's just the truth about it. That's just the truth. He has been an effective president. I thank God I voted for him. I thank God I campaigned for Donald Trump. He has been an outstanding president, not perfect. I'm not crazy about his attacks on Jeff Sessions. I must tell you, I'm not crazy about his attacks on Jeff Sessions, the AG. But I understand Donald Trump's frustration because, number one, Jeff Sessions really didn't have to recuse himself from the Russia investigation, which has turned into a farce. He didn't have to do that. Jeff Sessions has not investigated Hillary Clinton. We're talking about Russia collusion. I mean, it's clear with Hillary Clinton. How did the Russians get 20% of our uranium, a natural United States resource? 20% of it is owned by the Russians. How did that happen? Because of Hillary Clinton and because of Barack Obama. So there's definitely collusion on the part of the Democrats. There's no evidence that Donald Trump's son, his family, colluded with the Russians. You cannot tell me, and Robert Mueller at this point in time has not been able to prove, that 63 million Americans voted for Donald Trump because we were bribed by the Russians. Did the Russians bus all of us to the polling booths? They threaten our lives if we didn't vote for Donald Trump? This is truly a witch hunt. It is a disaster. Robert Mueller needs to end this investigation soon. It's going nowhere. It's gone nowhere. It's baseless. It is a baseless investigation. Whether I think Donald Trump is Mr. Terrific or a complete jerk, it is clear that Robert Mueller has not been able to support this investigation. It's clear. It's clear. If you have any common sense, you know that this is a farce. But I give credit to the president for standing strong, for fighting for the American people, for continuing to rally. He's in his 70s, and he has more energy than almost anybody I know. I thank God for President Trump. I look forward to the midterms, which are coming up in November. Myself and Barbara from Harlem, are planning to travel to Massachusetts, and we support the opponent of Elizabeth Warren, Dr. Shiva, and we want to go up to Massachusetts and support other conservative pro-life candidates. And so we will see our friends up there, Dave Kopass, Sarge, and others in Massachusetts, God willing, coming this November. These midterm elections are very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. And in fact, they're so important, more than any other midterm that I can think of in modern history. Because if the Democrats take over, the first thing on their agenda is an attempt to impeach Donald Trump on the most frivolous of things, on the most frivolous charges. Donald Trump, yes, we can admit he paid Stormy Daniels, whatever the hell her name is, $100,000. Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones $850,000. You didn't see the liberal media going all over crazy about that. He paid, Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones almost $1 million, and you hardly heard a peep about it. Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein and others, they get a pass because they're liberals, they're leftists. Let a Republican step out of line. Let a Republican do anything wrong, and then it's overkill. He's this, he's that, or she's this, or she's that. Donald Trump is really the only thing standing in the gap for us. Without Donald Trump, the average American would be overwhelmed. Because you saw what happened during the Obama years. They didn't give a damn about the average American. Not a damn. They didn't care about Israel. They didn't care that they had, and that to me is money laundering. They had shipped in cash at least $1.5 billion to Iran, a country that has killed Americans. Remember Lebanon, 1983, Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran. Look it up. Iran has been responsible for the deaths of Americans, and yet under Barack Obama, we sent them a pallet of cash of at least $1 billion with a B dollars. Now, if you and I did that, we would be charged with money laundering, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we would have. Barack Obama thought he was above the law. He lied. He lied about Obamacare. Oh, you can keep your doctors. That was a lie. It was a complete lie. Barack Obama lied to the American people. I think we have a caller. I'm not sure. We only have a couple of minutes left in the show. Yes, caller. Yes. Do we have a caller, producer? Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. God bless you. God bless you. Joanne speaking. How are you?
Hi, Joanne. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
God bless you. You have a wonderful show, as always. Informative and inspired by God. Amen.
Thank you, Joanne.
You're welcome. And I want to encourage everyone, number one, to love their families, because when you have them, you should be blessed. And number two, to pray for our leaders, pray for our president, pray for our leaders, and read Ephesians 6, because it's a spiritual warfare.
Wow.
And pray for our leaders in the churches, and when you vote for the biblical values. Amen.
Thank you, Joanne. That is so, you're right on point, Joanne.
You're welcome. And pray for me, everyone. But remember, love all your loved ones. If you have them, bless them. Be happy and give them everything you can, because it's a blessing. And very importantly, again, pray for our leaders and vote for the biblical values. Very important. Don't sit down and do nothing.
That's right.
Because
that's
why we have what we have in power today regarding, talking about the opposite that voted in, taking the Bible out of school, taking the prayer out of school, taking God out of school, and putting in all that abortion and everything. That's the opposite. That's the party of, that tried to dish God out of it.
That's right.
So when we're voting, we have to vote for the party that advocates for God and for the Bible. You know, not everyone is perfect, but it's absolutely more than on the other side. So please get out there and vote for good Christian biblical values. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Joanne, for calling in. Joanne from Englewood.
You're welcome.
Thanks a million. Thank you so much. Excellent call.
God bless
God
you.
God bless you. Love you much. Thank you.
Maranatha. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless
Maranatha.
You.
Maranatha, thank you. Well, that was an excellent call. That's a great way to kind of end our show. We have 2 minutes left. I think maybe 1 minute left, right, producer? About 1 minute, yeah. Thank you, Joanne, for really putting the cherry on top of the sundae here, because she summed it up beautifully. She's from Englewood, New Jersey. Vote your biblical values. Remember Ephesians 6, because this is a spiritual warfare. That's why the president is attacked ceaselessly from all corners, the media, Hollywood, academia. They are relentless in their attack against this president. And I thank God for Senator Ted Cruz, who may one day end up as our president, for standing with Donald Trump, for working with Donald Trump, for being a big enough man to forgive Donald Trump for their disputes on the campaign trail. And I urge all of those under the sound of my voice to vote Republican this fall. I'd rather have a weak Republican than a Democrat who leans socialist and communist. That's just the reality of it, folks. Thank you. Have a wonderful Labor Day. Be safe, and God bless you, and God bless America. This has been Our Urban Story. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.